You're listening to a life-changing message by Bishop Peter Mokanya, brought to you by a strong Christian church, a united denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation, a Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to teach and preach wherever they may be. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your voice. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We are here to say thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Was the food for International Sunday nice? Was it nice? I missed it, so that's what I'm asking. I was waiting to taste your delicacies. You know, but last week I was in Polokwane. I attended two of our churches. I went in the morning. We had a special service in our Polokwane Cathedral. And then in the evening, we went to our church on campus at the University of Limpopo. Amen. And the churches are doing well by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. And then yesterday, I was privileged to be invited in a church. It's called Upon the Rock in Motlhakeng. What do you call it? Randfontein. Yeah, so I was there on Friday night. And then also for their ordination service yesterday. Yes, they were appointing new pastors. Their first pastors in the church, four pastors. They were, do you know Pastor Mbuyi? I'm sure you know her. Yes, she normally comes to our events. So they were appointing four pastors. Powerful. It was a powerful service. I was very encouraged to see the church. Amen. And I realized that, you know, it's a lady who is fiery. And she was appointing her husband as a pastor. I said... I realized that she's an apostle. You know, she was recently consecrated as an apostle. And so they were appointing four pastors. You know, she was a pastor and the husband is not a pastor. He's just sitting and supporting. And he told me, I met him. I mean, he's a very able, he's working. I think either an usher, like a respected man of God in church. But he told me that God spoke to him and said, like, your wife is called, support her. I said, wow, what a husband. What a husband. So ladies, you can also do something for God. I was actually very encouraged when I went to the church. That, like, you see this, there were, among the four pastors, there was only one lady. The three were men. Brothers, three, the husband plus two other pastors. And I realized that, look, it's not like she's a woman and then it's women who, it's like a woman's ministry. No, it's a calling. Yes. And all of them, there's one of them, last time they invited me, they didn't invite me. Bishop K was supposed to be preaching at their camp and he asked me to come and preach. That's how they invited me to this. When I preached at that camp, they said, you know what, come to our ordination service as well. So when I went, I met this other guy who also travels. Like, he stays in Mpumalanga, works there, but he's in church every Sunday. Yes, he was one of the pastors that were appointing. So I realized that people are serving God out there. I hope you are not also just sitting doing nothing in church. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing for God? You are not even to ask a question to your neighbor. It's a work of God. Ask them. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing for God? You know, from the bottom of my heart, I wish all of us can do something for God. So that when we stand before the presence of God one day, and he asks you, what have you done with your life? You will mention the things you did for God, not the things you did in the world. Because the Bible says that the world passeth away. Do you know that the world passes away? Yes. May you have things that you've done for God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. You know, there's a song, When I Get to Heaven. Yes. I forgot how it goes, but how does it go? Yeah. Okay. Yes. You know how to play it. Okay. We just need somebody to sing it. Okay. You play. Maybe I will say. Reynold, that's good. You know, Reynold have been learning all these songs. He's faster than all the people who sing them. Okay, let's go. When I get to heaven, is the key one. I should go high. Down. Huh? What? It's fine. Ah, okay. Let's go. Let's all sing. When I get to heaven, I'll take a seat on a lonely bench by the fields of heaven. I'll sit and think about my life, the way I lived, the things I did, the places I went. And I hope I'll never say I regret the way I live. I hope I'll never say, please let me go back. I don't wanna say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. Please go ahead. When I get to heaven, I'll roam the streets. I'll roam the streets and the highways. I'll walk the lanes and see the heroes of the faith. Compare myself to those who shine like the stars and receive crowns. I hope I'll never say I regret the way I lived. I hope I'll never say, please let me go back. I don't wanna say, can I go back to do some more? I don't wanna say, I wanna go back. Wow. This song, I hope you'll not sing like this. I hope I'll never say what? Can I go back and do some more? When I get to heaven, you see the folks from church, and the first will be last, and the last will be
the first. And I hope you'll be among the first who become the first.
Do you understand? May you be the what?
Be the last.
The last will become what?
The first.
Amen. That's why I say from the bottom of my heart, if let's say I would, you will open my heart to see, or let's say I will express my wish as a pastor, is that your life will count for God. That's all. That your life will do what? Count for God. That when I finish also my race, if they say, what did you do as a pastor in the lives of these people? I say, Lord, I got them to serve you. That will be better. That will be what? It's a better achievement. Yes. That you served God with everything you have. You see, serving God is in different ways. With your strength, with your mind, with your opportunity, sometimes even your connections. Some of us are connected to the places that can advantage the church and the kingdom of God. Yes, use them. Some of you have money that can help the kingdom of God. You know, one of the things you see in church is that people have money, but they don't bring it to church. Yes. What is the use of money that never comes to church? And then people who rather don't have money are the ones who take their small amount and bring it to church. Amazing. Wow. May we use our talents. Some of you know, this weekend as I've gone to this church, I noticed that a lot of people don't serve God. Because I saw the praise and worship team in that church. Look, mothers. All of them are married, but I thought of some of you. In my mind, I had a picture of some of you in church. Those of you who've made yourself into like you are just sitting in church. Like vibrant. Oh, I tell you. And look, the only thing, when I got to the stage, I said, look, the worship in this house. Yes. Powerful. Vibrant. Fiery. And then they are also very eager to receive the word of God. Wow. So please, let's serve God. Let's do what? Okay. I'm going to preach for a short time and then go. Thank you. When you get to heaven, maybe that's what God wanted to tell you. 2 Chronicles 20:20, we are talking about Chalak and Aman and Chalak. Somebody say Aman and Chalak. So, and I'm talking about honor. Honor and Chalak. Somebody say honor and? Somebody say honor and Chalak. Let's read it in the NLT quickly. NLT. And all of us, let's read. You are in church. So at least today, maybe you've not read even one verse. This might be the verse that you can read in church. Ready, go. Are you there? Ready, go. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe his prophets, and you will. Believe his prophets, and you will. Believe his prophets, and you will. That word succeed is from the Hebrew word chalak. Somebody say chalak. Yes. Somebody say chalak. Say chalak. When you believe the prophet, the anointing that is upon the prophet works upon your life. Yes. Do you know why sometimes you can be with the man of God and like his ministry doesn't affect you? Do you know why? You don't believe. I'm asking, do you know why? And you are quiet. Do you know why? Yes or no? Yes. What you say? Believe. Somebody say believe. So, and then look, it puts two he emphasized two beliefs. Believe number one in who? Believe in who? Don't believe in a man without believing in God. That's number one. Now, but he says, don't believe in God also without believing in the man of God. Yes, because there are Christians who says, no, I just believe in God. Then, do you know what it means? It means that you should never, in fact, God should appear on the sky for you. Because you can never receive preaching from any man. Because the things that God will do, he uses people. And also you. It means no one should ever believe in you as a servant of God. Because you can't believe in what? A man. Hallelujah. But for your prosperity, for your success, for your advancement, for you to do well, you must also believe in the ministry. That, you know, this is the problem that the people in Israel had when Jesus came on the scene. Jesus did not come as an angel. Maybe if he came as an angel and he flew into Jerusalem. Can you imagine? Or he levitated and he came cruising down. They would have believed that, wow, what a sight. But he came as a baby. Born of a virgin Mary. Even that one they doubted. You say you are born of a virgin. Anyway, we will reserve our comments. he grew up from among them. When he grew up from among, that's why in Mark 6, they say, is this not the carpenter? Verse 3, he says, is this not what? The carpenter. Is he not the brother of James, John, Joseph? Are not his sisters here with us? And the Bible says, they were what? Offended. They were offended. They say they were deeply offended and refused to do what? To believe. And the Bible says in verse 4, look at verse 4. It says, then Jesus told them, a prophet. Somebody say, a prophet is what? Honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his relatives and among what? His own family. Yes. A prophet is not without honor. And then look at the verse 5. It says, because of their unbelief, he couldn't, not he wouldn't. What is the difference, please? He wanted to, but the flow, the grace, the anointing was not working. You know, no matter, you know, like when I went to this church that I went to, one of the things that surprises me anytime I visit churches is the flow of the anointing that I don't normally see when I'm here. I am shocked. Like me, myself, I'm shocked. So my wife was asking, I went with my wife. She said, hey, look, because, and the prophetic, that's what normally flows. Like things that I know, like I just know something about you. That I, like, me too, if you ask me, how do you know? I don't know. I just know. Like, I don't know how it happened. You know, like, if you ask me, like, honestly, if you come and ask me, how did you know about what you said? I don't know how I knew. So it's like, as I pray for people, I just feel I must say this to this person. And I was surprised. The pastor said, I was just talking to this girl about this. There's this one tooth, exactly as you said. I said, I don't know. Now it's the first time I see her. And as I was praying, that's what I felt. And I realized, what I noticed is that, you see, the miracles and the power of God flows when you believe. But when you believe, give Peter, I mean, what will he say? He preached to us last week. I mean, you know what? So it doesn't work. It's not that he doesn't want to. He says he could, I mean, can you imagine Jesus? You just imagine Jesus Christ. A miracle worker. The Bible says he couldn't do any miracles among them except, and you know, Jesus normally doesn't pray like this, where he's laying hands on you. No. He's so powerful that even the hem of his garment can heal you. But this time he has to receive it. Receive it. When the person is not falling, hey, you give the person a judo. Receive it right now. I mean, like he says, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hand on a few sick people and heal them. So meaning that, you see, when you don't believe, you don't receive the prophet, you don't have a certain mind about the prophet, it doesn't work. It doesn't what? Yes. The anointing, not that, the, you know, some of us say, ah, no, it wasn't powerful. No, you are, you might rather say my heart was hard. No, because they, look, that's what I've seen. They say me, moving to another place, it works here and it doesn't work here. So, is it because of the person? No, it's your belief. You know, and also I've noticed that it's not whether that day you feel powerful as a man of God or not. Sometimes as a man of God, you are not even feeling like anything. But people, because the people believe you are a man of God, God honors their faith. Sometimes I feel normal, like I feel even hungry. And as I say, I want to pray for miracles. Hunger. That's what I feel. I don't feel any anointing. But rather the anointing works because the people, they believe that this is a servant of God who's carrying the word of God. May you be those who believe. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you, I don't know whether I showed you the last time I was here, the difference, the contrast between those who believe and those who don't believe. In verse 48 of the same chapter, you see, in the same chapter, Jesus decided to travel, to go to another church to preach there. Amen. And he saw that they were in serious trouble, rowing and struggling. They were crossing. Number one, what happened? He says, they were struggling against the wind and the waves. These are the disciples. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them walking on water. Somebody say, walking on water. This is the person who couldn't, the miracles couldn't flow in his home country. But he was walking on what? On water. He intended to pass them. Please continue. But when they saw him walking on the water, they cried out in terror, thinking he was what? A ghost. They were all terrified when they saw him. But Jesus spoke to them at once. Don't be afraid. He said, take courage. I am here. Somebody say, I am here. The same person who couldn't heal people in verse 4. Here he is walking on water. Now, 51. Then he climbed into the boat and the wind stopped. The wind what? Stopped. They were totally what? Amazed. You see, when you have faith, you will be totally amazed. Now, verse 52. They still didn't understand the significance of the miracles of the loaves. Their hearts were hard to take it in. You see, they didn't know that Jesus, he could multiply bread, and also he could walk on water. These are the disciples. But look at what happened when he went into the village. After they crossed the lake, they landed at what? Gennesareth. Now, there are two towns that you must understand or know. Number one is what? Nazareth. Miracles didn't happen where? In Nazareth. But powerful miracles happened where? In Gennesareth. They brought the boat to shore. Immediately, he stopped his car and climbed out. The people recognized who? They recognized who? The carpenter. Somebody's brother. Who did they recognize? Jesus at once. And what happened? And they ran throughout the whole area. They ran throughout what? The whole area. Carrying what? Sick people on mats. Carrying who? To wherever they heard he was. So they were running after him everywhere. And what happened? Wherever he went, in villages, in cities, or in countryside, they brought the sick out of the marketplaces. They begged him. What did they beg him? For him to lay his hands on them. What did they beg him? That they begged him to just touch his clothes. At least the fringe of his robe. And all who touched him were? All who touched him were? Now, what was the difference between these people? It's the same chapter. What is the difference between Nazareth and Gennesareth? I can't hear you. What is the difference? Faith. Believe. That's why Jehoshaphat stood and said, guys, believe in God and also believe what? His prophet. You know, last week, just this past week, on Friday, I don't know whether on Friday, Thursday into Friday. No, not this Friday, the other Friday. Which one we woke up at 4? Well, last week, isn't it? Oh, you didn't wake up, that's why. At 12 o'clock. When was it? Last week. Yes, 12 a.m. Our pastor and our prophet was preaching in Miami. Preaching where? You were sleeping. You didn't check it out. In Miami. Is it Miami? Is in Florida or something? I'm not sure. Yes. I don't know America, so... I don't know. When you mention the towns, I don't know which one it is. Since Miami is Florida, right? Now, if you saw the crowd, the stadium, and you know the people, do you know what I heard later? That stadium, when you enter, you pay. Yes, to enter the stadium. Like where the church was. When you enter, you do what? So some of our pastors went there. Then they said, oh, our bishop is here. They said, no, you pay. And you know how much it was the payment? The seats. It's like it starts from either 150 and up to 350 or something. Dollars. Now, the people paid to enter the stadium. Everyone who was there had paid to just hear your pastor, who you hear for free. Who you hear for what? People paid money to enter to have a seat. Not that the gospel is free, but you see, the seats are not enough. They say, to sit in front. So some of our pastors went there, they say, oh, we are here. The person who's preaching is our pastor. No, but the security guard didn't know them. They said, no. It's $150. It's $200. It's $350. Some of you will say, no, I'm not paying. You will say what? Why are you not paying? No, this is my pastor. You don't appreciate him. That's why you don't even, you want to enter for free. You want to enter for what? But people who appreciate the anointing, money is not a barrier. Money is not what? Actually, the money, the price, because you shouldn't charge for people to enter anywhere. But the money is also used as a deterrent. Those who don't honor the grace, you should don't come. Hallelujah. And I was amazed that, hey, so people can do that. Like, our conventions are free. If I charge, like we have a convention next weekend. If I say to enter the church, it's 500, I'll be alone in the church. Even 100, then you won't come. Eh? Do you know we are having a convention next weekend? He come. Yes. You say, I'll watch you online. Even online. I know some churches that even online, to enter, you pay to watch the stream. Yes. So, now, many of us don't believe. It's like, we don't appreciate. Maybe let me use the word. We don't appreciate what we have. We don't appreciate what we have. And that's why it doesn't work for us. Do you know that if, let's say, you have a doctor in your house, but you don't regard him as a doctor. When he says, remove your pants, let me see, what's wrong? Say, foolish girl, why do you want to see my bum? I had a certain old woman. She said she was old, like she died very, very old, like in her, I'm sure she was over 100. She said, I don't do doctors. She said, I don't do what? She said, how can I go and see some small boys looking at my bums? I'm not going there. To take injection. Never took injection. Hallelujah. But we must appreciate what we have. That's all that I'm saying. Let's appreciate what we have. Today, as we celebrate our prophet, as you know, there's only one Sunday that we use to do what other people, they call it pastor's appreciation. We must also appreciate our pastor. Now, you can't appreciate, let me just tell you this. You will not be able to appreciate the prophet if you don't know who he is in your life. That's why I'm taking time to show you that. Look, appreciate, know the anointing and the grace, what is caring for you. Amen? Amen. The books, the flow, you see, like as you hear the testimonies, you hear that the flow prayers, the days, that the things that he does for us. If, let's say, you look at them and just say, oh, it's nothing. Is that what we are saying? Is that our attitude? Is what? The books are what? Eh? Are the books nothing? You know, as I preached, that's why I'm saying that we don't appreciate our pastor. As I went to preach that ordination service yesterday, I didn't know that it was going to be like that. I thought it was going to be like just few people, few pastors. When I arrived, I saw that the whole town, I think they invited the pastors in the city. And all of them in colors and purple. Hey! I was also wearing my red jacket and my collar. I was looking like a bishop. I was also looking very, very formal. So, I arrived. But I was shocked at the number of clerical collars and apostles and bishops and whatever. And then I was the preacher for the day. You know, when I finished preaching, there was an older, that lady, she's like a mother in the town. Like a big woman of God. She came to tap my chest. She hit my chest like this. She said, I like the Jesus in you. I like the Jesus in you. And then when we're there, they said we should go and eat like after. And you know, I was standing, so I didn't want to sit without being sat down first. She came to me and said, come and sit here. This is, sit here. Let your wife sit here. And I will sit by you. And she started talking to me. She said to me, I love your pastor. I love your bishop. I love, look. She began to tell me about Bishop Doug. Says, those books, 1 to 60, something. I read them. And thank you for the message that you preached today. You guys, you never say thank you when I preach. But pastors. Oh, you can't say it now. I'll not take it down. You can't say it now. But you know, I realize how people appreciate Bishop Doug. That because of the grace and the anointing upon his life, even me, I'm a star. When they hear you are from Bishop, it's like, hey, Charlie, this is a very powerful man of God. Just because I'm riding on the grace. I'm riding on what? The grace. On the grace. Yes. They say, no, can we have your number? Can we take a picture with you? Can we do this? I said, hey. Anyway, I must travel some more. I must visit other churches. But not knowing, it's all because of the grace that I've received from our Father, which is also available to you. But may we learn to appreciate it. May we learn to do what? Appreciate it. So today, we are pausing to appreciate. And then also, you know, there are different ways of appreciation. And like I said, if you don't think well, you will never appreciate. Do you understand? The reason why I take time to explain it is because I want you to know what you have. Because sometimes you may not know what you have. You know, like children at home, they don't know, let's say the house that you are paying, you find that your rent is 20,000 rents. Eh? Their school is also another 20,000 rents. Their school fees. And then they are what? What else? Their clothes. And then what else? Groceries. And what else? Transport. Well, you see that per month, just on your children, you are spending around 100,000. But they don't know. Unless somebody sit them down and tell them, do you know what your parents are doing for you? No, they don't know. That's what they will be doing. They can break things. They don't even know the gadgets you gave them, the price. May we not be like that. I said, may we not be like that. When we see the books, may we, don't just, you know, some of us, these books, you have them, but you have put them as a memento, is a memento in the house. So, a display. You are having a problem. The devil is chasing you, but you've never read what is that book? Demons and how to deal with them. Demons and how what? To deal with them. But may we appreciate our prophet. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet, please. Now, are you there? I want us to pray that Lord may open our eyes. May our eyes not be blind. May our eyes not be what? May we not be blind to the man of God that you have given to us. Open our hearts so that we can appreciate the anointing and the grace. May we not be people like of Nazareth. Are you Nazareth or Genazareth? Which one are you choosing? Nazareth or Genazareth? Yes. The Nazareth, they rather criticized him. You are a carpenter. You are this, you are that. But Lord, help us to receive the man of God that you've given. Lift your hands and just pray. Pray for yourself. I want you to pray for yourself. Lord, I pray. I pray, Lord, grace. 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 Lord, help me to appreciate, to value the anointing and the grace in the house. Lord, I pray. Kale boshia tayande boshikaya. Leba kaya la ba 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 ba. Leba ya tayale boshikayanda la ba boshi. Re mamande le boshika tayale boshianda. Re ba 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 shanda la boshi. Lord, help us as a church. May we chalak because we believe. Because we appreciate. Because we can see the grace. Because we can see the anointing. Because we can see all that our Father means to us. May we appreciate the anointing, the ministry, the grace, May we be the ones who are strong in the grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Reba kaya la bosia na na mama mama ne. Reba baba baba sia taya la bosi kataya. Reba mande le bosia ne le bosi taya kaya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Reba kaya la baba 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 baba. Somebody pray for yourself. Pray that you will appreciate. Pray that you will honor. Pray that you will receive the grace, the anointing, whatever gift that is coming through this vessel. Lord, may we not be ignorant. May our hearts not be hardened. In the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, we are pausing to recognize. Thank you for the gift of God that you've given to us, our pastor, our prophet. Oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, I feel that we have not really appreciated the grace that we have in the house. I want us to pray for forgiveness. You know, do you know why I'm saying that? If you think about all the aspects of the ministry, like let's talk about during COVID. God led the prophet to have flow prayer meeting. When many other churches closed down, our church was very busy. I don't know if you know. Our church was very busy online. And those prayers are still continuing today. And the only prayer topic, if you listen to the flow prayer prayers, the only prayer topic is us. We are praying about our needs. This Friday, when if you join Flow, we're praying about our children, our siblings, our families. Psalm 115, I think, verse whatever. It says, Lord, increase us and bless us and our children. He prayed for your children. Even he says, those who are unborn, if you don't have children, those who are unborn, your siblings, your parents, your bloodline, pray against curses. I said, where will you get a man of God who even thinks, like who even, let's say, it enters into him to say that, pray the things that are challenging you now. Go back like Daniel did and confess the sins of your fathers. I feel that we have not appreciated that gift. The books that are written to us, we pass them and say, give me a meat pie, give me a Streetwise 2. Instead of reading the books. I don't know if I'm talking too much. I'm talking too much, eh? May we appreciate. May we indeed say that he's our father, our prophet, our teacher, our pastor, our apostle, our evangelist, our what? Personal person. You see, that's how it should be. This is my bishop. May I appreciate. So let's pray. Father, forgive us for not appreciating properly. May we not be like the people in Nazareth, Lord, who rather criticized, who were offended, who did not even understand and appreciate the grace of God. Forgive us for downplaying the anointing, for not seeing it the way it should be seen. I pray that, Lord, may our hearts, may the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may see the grace for what it is. Father, forgive us. Have mercy on us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We'd love for you to join us on Sundays for our Greater Love service at 7:30 a.m. or the Anakazo Experience at 10:30 a.m. We are located in Sunnyside, Pretoria, at Corner Celius and Godbeck. Stay in touch by following our social media platforms at Strong Christian Church. Let me stay.